This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, September 25th. Well, live cattle remain sensitive to swine flu news out of China Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Boy, oh boy, they get kind of whipped around, whether it's ASF, any new tweets, or any type of news on China. That's got the hog market kind of on the run. So those types of things, although have been abated as of late, are something that we have to worry about binary-wise, and that could change the direction in an instant. That's what's, you know, difficult about trading these things. I don't have to tell you out there because you're involved with them all. But with ASF, China, and any new tweets from, say, our president, could cause us some real problems there. So you have to have your stops in place. You have to be a very disciplined trader. I only bring that up because that's something that we need to make sure that we're doing, because other than that, it's just a real crapshoot.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.25 at 480.75. December corn was up 1.5 at 375.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 588 to 592. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 1.5, ranging from 555 to 565. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 7.25, ranging from 634.5 to 639.5. Live cattle for October was up 27.5 cents at 102.32.5. September feeder cattle was down 35 cents at 141.27.5. And September Class 3 milk was down a penny at 18.25.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.